Juno afternoon. I'm Andy Klein. From big bands, blues to spicy Cuban jazz and a classical string quartet, this spring's Juno Jazz and Classics Festival is backed with great music. And Laura Haywood, who serves on the board of Juno Jazz and Classics, is here to tell us about this year's lineup. By the way, you're hearing a little bit of Phil Wiggins in the background there, who's going to be playing the House Blues Cruise with the Phil Wiggins Blues House Party. So that's what we're hearing in the background there. Laura, thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, Andy. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. No
Great
problem.
To see you.
Good to see you, too, via the Zoom.
Yes.
Right.
And good to have Jazz and Classics back.
Yeah, there's so much variety going on this year's festival. Yeah. Is there like a theme or a concept that ties it all together? Or
I think the theme and concept is, oh, my God, and we're back together again. So we have jazz, we have blues, we have classical, we've got all the usual things. But, you know, 2 years ago we were canceled. Last year we were sort of this hybrid thing, and this year we're all live. So it feels really good.
Well, tell me a little bit about some of the lineup. You know, we don't have to go through every single one, but I mean, boy, you've got a return of a bunch of all-stars, great from across all the genres.
We do. And so the classical group is called the Ariana Quartet. Their concerts are sold out. They were in small venues, but you can still get onto our classical cruise, which is next Saturday. And that's a lot of fun. Well, actually, the Ariana Quartet is there. It's classical music, but it's Zewel Bailey, the cellist, who is playing for that. So he's always with us. He is just a spectacular cellist. And then we have the quartet. So that's our classical offerings. For jazz, I'm most excited about the Marine Band. They have been here like 3 or 4 times already. They are the most brilliant musicians. It's called the President's Own Marine Band. And anytime you see, say on TV, some award thing, and there's guys in red outfits playing at the White House, it's these guys.
Oh, wow.
And, I mean, I've been watching TV and gone, oh, there's Greg.
There they are.
Eric, you know?
I know them.
And they've been here several times. They love Juno. And I'm just so excited we can get them back. And one nice thing about them, we are literally not allowed to charge a ticket price for their concert. So their concert is next Thursday, and it's at the Jack. We call it a rush hour concert because it's right after work. And then it's going to sort of segue into this jazz jam. So if you are a musician, you should come and then stick around and play with those guys.
That's amazing. You get to play. You have the opportunity to play with these guys.
Yes.
That's great.
Yeah, they're the best, most generous musicians I've ever met. And they are so good. They can all play classical music and jazz, whatever comes up. But they're coming here to do jazz.
So that jazz jam happens at 6:30 on Thursday, May 12th, after they do the rush hour jazz concert. It's really interesting you say that you're not allowed to charge. Like, are they like State Department employees or something? Or
they're federal. I mean, they work for the Marines, and
Sure, right. They're part
They have titles like gunnery sergeant. You know,
right.
Playing the saxophone. That
That's
kind of
amazing.
Thing.
Yeah.
But the funny thing is, they are not our only military band. It turns out that the Navy band was touring Alaska right around this time anyway, and they really wanted to come. And they're a little different because they do Dixieland type.
Oh, wow.
So
Dixieland jazz kind of stuff. Yeah, cool.
Yeah, so a great time to see them. And the same deal, we don't charge, you know, we don't sell tickets for that, but they're doing another rush hour concert. This one's on Tuesday, and that's going to be at Sabico Park.
Well, it's good. You don't want to have them at the same day. You don't want a Marines versus Navy rivalry playing out here musically.
But I understand they are cooperating.
I'm sure they get along.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
But that's a really cool thing too, and it's interesting. So they're actually the U.S. Pacific Fleet Big Band, Big Wave Brass Band. Is the title I've seen, which is an amazing name. But it's very cool that they have concentrated more on Dixieland jazz. That's
and they were here one other time when we closed off Seward Street and had a big street party. So you might remember that. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
That was several years ago.
Always risky to do an outdoor event, but that's really cool.
I know. I know. It's terrifying. But I think that our Tuesday concert is going to be okay. At least it, you know, it doesn't look awful.
Okay.
So it may not be as, I think, yeah. So then just, I just want to run through, there's another act that I really hope people can go and see. And it's, well, is a couple of them, but one is, her name is Jane Bunnett, and she's has a group called Makeke, and they bill themselves as Afro-Cuban jazz, and it's an all-female group. And in fact, Jane is the only non-Cuban in the group, and they are hot, 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 from what I understand. And they've got a concert going on Friday night, the 13th of May, and the really exciting thing about it is that it's a $10 ticket. So really, anybody can come. And we'd love to pack the place. This one's at Centennial Hall.
That's really
so
cool.
That's, yes. You know, I just realized there was something I meant to say about the President's Own Band that is just important to me personally. And that's that we're doing all these concerts in honor of Ron Moss, who people may remember as the guy who ran our local big band for so, so many years. And he died in October of 2020, I think. And so his family are sponsoring this concert in his memory. So I meant to say that earlier. And it, he loved the Marine Band and they loved him. And so anyway.
So a really nice and an appropriate memory for, yeah, for the family of Ron Moss and for those of us who remember Ron and, and went to the concerts and all that and benefited from the work that he did. Right. Well, that's really cool. So, and then... So can you run through, just so as people are listening, can you run through the ones that aren't sold out very quickly? Because there are, when I look through, I see, you know, as you were saying, the Ariana String Quartet, an amazing quartet, but sold out. I don't know whether the Blues Cruise sold out yet?
No.
Okay.
It isn't. And that's another thing that I want to push here, because there's this guy coming, his name is Phil Wiggins, and he's a harmonica player, and it's, you know, Phil Wiggins' house party, and I've been reading about him. He sounds just amazing.
I just played some, as I introduced you, I played some Phil Wiggins on the playing in, and man, he blowing the harp. You talk about blowing the harp. That was awesome. Yeah.
And the cruise is the only opportunity to see him. So I would, you know, the thing that's so great about jazz and classics is you get to see world-class musicians, and he definitely is that.
Yeah.
And, you know, we don't have a lot of incredible harmonica players from Juno, so this guy sounds just amazing. So that's cool. Pretty exciting. Yeah.
Well, Laura, thanks so much for updating us. Anything else folks need to know about how to get tickets or where to go or that kind of thing? Yeah.
I think the most important thing is the calendar. So many things are free, so you don't need to buy tickets for so many of them. But go to it's called jazzandclassics.org, and then you'll see a button that says full calendar, and it lists everything that's happening. So
that sounds great. A great tip.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks, Laura Haywood. Okay. Juno Jazz and Classics happening once again. It's all starting on Monday, May 9th, next Monday, and then it's going through May 14th. Check out the Juno Jazz and Classics website to see which events are still, tickets are still available. A lot of them. There's a lot of them where the tickets are still available, and there's a lot that are free, and that's really cool, too. And Laura, thanks so much for all the work you put
thanks
into
so
Juno
much,
Jazz and
Andy.
Classics. Let's listen to a little bit of Jane Bunnett here on the as we exit this the interview.
Awesome.
Thanks again, Laura.
Thank you. Bye.